And Dr. Matari Harwood is from the north, from Ngapu. He's the head of Department of GP and Primary Health Care at the Papakura Marae Health Clinic. She's also Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences Admin at Auckland Uni, and she's kindly with us. Matari, kia ora, nō hoki maira.
Oh, morena.
5 years, since COVID arrived, and obviously we're still uncertain of its long-term effects and impacts. Still hearing of people getting it, so it hasn't gone away. Let's start there. I mean, we should take pride in the way that our Māori people mobilised eventually to combat that threat. But as we look back on the last 5 years, 4 years, I think it's hit our shores. What are some of your observations do you think are timely now?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we can see, we're always comparing it to the 1918 influenza. And so, like you said, we tried to mobilise as quickly and as comprehensively as we could to make sure that we didn't see the devastation of that particular infection. And so some of the things we have learnt are that, you know, given the opportunity, Māori will step up and look after their communities, and not only to prevent infection, but also to address those other inequities that have been long-standing and consistent and an impact on people's wellbeing. So we saw the likes of, you know, moving people into better housing, having kai packs, making sure that they had enough money to pay bills and things like that. And just that social cohesion, I think, at the time was critical. But we've also learned some really important lessons in terms of the fact that it is here to stay. It is going to be part of the fabric of who we are as a across the globe, to be honest. That it's not like measles. It's not something that we get and have immunity for, you know, years and years and years. It's not permanently. It's not like the usual winter flu that we see, where it might just come once a year, and we have a vaccine that can prevent that, that we give at the start of each year for that. It's something that comes in waves. It's something that, you know, affects everybody across the demographic profile. And unfortunately, of all the sorts of illnesses that are so common in our community, it tends to have an impact in the long term. So some of the data that we've seen is that long COVID is also a health issue.
Tēnā koe, Matari. If we might be able for a moment to compare our response to what's happened with Taka Whaiora, we were trying something different because the one-size-fits-all approach wasn't working when COVID came, when we needed to be vaccinated against the threat. And so a Māori targeted response proved to be the winner for our communities rather than the universal approach that was coming out of Wellington. If we flick that around and look at wider health issues, we are now forced to go back into the universal approach, which we know had its shortcomings and will continue to have, and that deliberately targeted effort to address health inequities by Taka Whaiora never got a chance to get off the ground. Can you see the correlation here?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's hard to talk about Te Aka Whaiora, having been someone that's been there right from the start and, you know, nurtured it, appointed its leaders, been, you know, championed it from the very, very beginning, knowing that it came from a place of aroha for our people. It didn't come from a place of wanting to create segregation. It didn't come from a place of, not wanting to do better for the whole of the nation. We know that inequities don't just impact on those who are missing out. It actually affects the whole society. And so I guess it is hard to talk about it because I still feel a sense of grief. I was hopeful hearing the minister say that, you know, it's still about the kaupapa, about delivering on Māori rights to good health, to access to good health care, to those determinants of good wellbeing. So, you know, there is a potential sense of hope there, but, you know, that I do feel sad. I do feel pody about the news this week and seeing that happening so quickly when, as you say, it wasn't really given an opportunity to stand up and walk and take Māori alongside with it.
Yeah, and then we've got the smoke-free legislation, which some say will result in deaths, Māori deaths, to try and access the tax pūtea that smokers provide to provide tax relief for middle New Zealand. That's the talk on the street anyway, Mātiri. What we know is that as a nation we've been pushing hard to lessen the numbers of people smoking, including Māori, and we seemingly have taken a backward step. What's your major concern here?
Yeah, I agree with all the experts in that regard that, you know, the legislation and those border changes that were about to come in were all about reducing access to a deadly substance. And as we have seen, these sorts of substances are more likely to have an impact on Māori and whānau. For the first time in many, many years, we've seen smoking rates reduce in Māori women. You know, it was up around 40-50% for a very, very long time, and it's only through legislation and these policy changes, as well as a lot of the good work that's happening on the ground with the Awahi Kore programs, etc., that we've, you know, finally seen a drop in smoking rates, and beautifully seeing that young Māori have not been taking up tobacco as we had seen some 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, rates are well under 5% for rangatahi taking up smoking. So it's difficult to understand why this government has chosen to take this different direction, given the expert advice, the overwhelming evidence in the public health sector, you know, in all the journals, the international eyes on New Zealand, thinking that we were world leading in this particular regard, and we've suddenly taken this new change. Lots of challenges for me again in that space, you can't help but think that there is some political things happening in the background that are driving a lot of this, and the same around Te Aku Whaura, a lack of aroha.
Well, we'll just have to keep pushing. Our forebears did, and that onus is now on us as well. Always neat talking with you, Mātiri. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. Hopefully,
sorry,
all the people
be more positive.
Well, hey, there's a lot of people that are still, emotionally thrashed as a result of what happened in Wellington yesterday, but. We'll continue on. We must. Thanks, Mātiri, for joining us.
Oh, ngā mihi. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.